I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Independence, Missouri, the home of President Harry S. Truman. Before he married his wife, Bess, he would stay at the home of his cousins across the street from Bess's house. The Truman home has been open to the public and operated by the National Park Service since the 1980s, but a recent addition to the Truman experience is the Nolan home across the street. Come along and join me for a visit with volunteer National Park Ranger Al Green at the Nolan home. Then we'll head over to the Harry S. Truman Presidential Library for a visit with Donna Denslow, Marketing and Sales Manager. Afterwards, we'll stop in at the National Frontier Trails Museum for a short visit with Jill Schumacher. Al Green, a volunteer with the National Park Service.
National Park Service, yes.
Tell us about where we are right now. This isn't Truman's home, is it?
No, this is called the Nolan home. This was the home of Mr. Truman's cousins, Ethel and Ellie Nolan. This was their family home. They were some of his favorite cousins, at least that's how they're always described. And Mr. Truman would often spend the night here visiting them when he was courting his wife who lived across the street, their future wife at that.
Right across the street is the classic Truman home in Independence, Missouri.
That's it. If you see the pictures of Mr. Truman's home, that's the one you usually see.
Mm-hmm. And this is now operated both facilities by the National Park Service.
The Truman House across the street was given to the nation by Mrs. Truman upon her death. This home was actually acquired by the National Park Service.
The Truman home has been open since?
Since 1983. It was acquired shortly after Mrs. Truman's death.
And I understand that extraordinary efforts have been made to maintain the way it was, to make it look like they just stepped away.
That's exactly right. It's like stepping back to the 50s, actually. Mm-hmm. Reminds me of a former great aunt that I had. It looked like her kitchen. Very similar feel in the house. Mm-hmm. Just as if they stepped out for a little while.
And symbolic with Truman, it really is an epitome of that unpretentiousness, that lack of flamboyance.
It's interesting, there's a quote on the wall behind us in the White House. I never allowed myself to think that Harry Truman of Independence, Missouri was a person deciding the fate of the world. I knew where I came from, I knew where I was going back to. This was where he felt comfortable and where he liked to be, where he wanted to be. He often said there was nowhere else we thought of retiring after I left the White House, then right back here in Independence.
And locals have told me that after he retired and they moved back home, that he could be seen walking around town just like one of the regular people.
I actually was taken by my aunt and cousin who lived here when I was about 9 years old and taken down the street when I probably preferred to have been watching cartoons. And there was Mr. Truman. They said, wave. I remember waving at him, and he waved back at me. So he was
just strolling down the sidewalk.
Walking down the street on his morning walk.
Without an entourage of Secret Service.
He, at that time, did not have Secret Service protection that was not actually given to the former presidents at that time.
It's like, thank you very much. You're on your own again.
You're on your own. You're a regular citizen again. Mm-hmm. No pension, no Secret Service protection. He was back to being the guy from Independence that he'd been before he became president.
Another local told me that when he returned from the White House on the train to Independence, Missouri, he looked at Bess and wondered if anybody was even going to show up to meet him at the train station.
And there were thousands of people, both at the train station, which is just a few blocks from here, and in this neighborhood right by his house. He was very touched, I think, by the fact that there was a great showing. And not only here, but also when he left Washington. There was a showing at the station there. It said the man's leaving town. That was unusual. So.
But he didn't expect anybody.
Didn't expect it at all.
How long did Truman live here until he died?
He was left office in January of 1953 and passed away in December of 1972, so almost 20 years, a month short of 20 years.
Let's talk about his roots in Independence. This is where he grew up, isn't it?
To a large degree. He was actually not born in Independence. He was born in a little town called Lamar, Missouri, about 2 hours south of here. Moved here when he was fairly young with his parents, went to high school here, worked here for a while, and then in his early 20s, the family moved from Independence to Grandview, Missouri, where his family owned a farm. Although his hometown, he didn't live here for a number of years, actually until he was married, shortly after he came back from the First World War.
I've heard and read a lot about Truman's home in Independence. But to tell you the truth, never anything about the Truman Library. Where is it and what does it consist of?
The library is almost directly north of us, just a little short of a mile from here. Mr. Truman used to walk there shortly after it had been opened. He had an office that was established there. It contains his papers, some memorabilia, some exhibits on the country as it was when he was president, the downstairs portion of the library, some information on Mr. Truman's life from his early days all the way up until his retirement from the White House. There is an interesting little video with Jack Benny, comedian Jack Benny, who came and did a show from the Truman Library back in the late 50s. So there's all sorts of little interesting things about Mr. Truman's life and about the presidency as well.
Very good. Al, for further information.
The website would be trumanlibrary.org or it's www.nps.gov, and you can click on the link for the Truman Home.
Al Green, volunteer with the National Park Service in Independence, Missouri. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you as well.
My pleasure. Right now, we're with Donna Denslow, Marketing and Sales Manager at the Harry S. Truman Presidential Library in Independence, Missouri. Hi, Donna.
Welcome to the Truman Museum and Library.
What a pleasant surprise. We just came from his home, which was a very touching experience in itself.
Right. We kind of work hand in hand with the National Park Service. I mean, they've got the Truman Home, and as the National Archives, we have the Presidential Library and Museum.
And you're under your own auspices, which is the National Archives and Records Administration.
Yes, we are. There's actually about 13 presidential libraries that are part of the National Archives.
When was Harry Truman's library built?
Truman's library was opened in 1957, so we're over 50 years old. It was actually the first library that was created from the 1955 Presidential Libraries Act.
A little aside, what does S stand for in Harry S. Truman?
We probably get that question every single day.
Mm-hmm.
The S doesn't really stand for any one name. I mean, most people's middle name, it does stand for something, but the S in Truman's middle name was a compromise. It stood for both of his grandfathers, actually. Solomon Young and Anderson Shipp Truman were his two grandfathers.
So he did not have a formal middle name then?
He did not.
The other interesting thing that I just learned is that he was one of the only ex-presidents who used his library as his real office and conducted his paperwork and archival stuff himself here.
That's absolutely true. He built what we refer to as his working office in the Truman Library and Museum, and he came to that office and worked every day. I mean, he walked the distance here from the Truman home when his health no longer would allow the walk. They drove him, so he was here every day, very, very involved in the library, and was well known to come out and talk to school children about the role of being president. People still have great memories today who actually visited the museum and actually had a chance to experience seeing him.
Another little Truman aside that I find very touching is once he retired and Bess and Harry lived in their little home down the street, he would just go for walks around town by himself, sans Secret Service.
Yeah, no, you know, he was just an average man. He came from humble beginnings, and, you know, being in Washington never changed him. When he came back to Independence, it was like he never left. He just kind of picked up and was still Mr. Truman.
Tell us about some of your favorite Truman quotes.
Probably the most famous one is, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. And then the buck stops here. It's a phrase too, and a lot of political individuals today use that phrase, as did Truman. I do a lot of the merchandise in our museum stores, so I've used some quotes there. And probably the one that I've used most recently is, if I can get it straight, every reader doesn't have to be a leader, but every leader should be a reader. And if you know your history, Truman read an awful lot of books.
And let's add another little Truman aside, and that is that he never went to college. So he truly is a self-taught man based on his personal reading.
That's right, his readings and in his life experiences. I mean, he worked on the farm. He was in the military. He was self-taught.
Tell us about some of the elements of the Truman Library that you're most proud of. What would be the things that you would make sure that we saw?
The one that comes to mind is our replica of his Oval Office. And the reason I say that is because about 10 years before he passed away, he recorded a message about his Oval Office. And so when visitors step inside, Truman starts talking to them and telling them about the contents of the Oval Office. And I just think that's wonderful. You know, since he's been gone for a long time, and I think that's wonderful for people today to be able to step in there and hear his voice.
Give us a mental walking tour through the facility.
Our permanent exhibits, in addition to the replica of his Oval Office, we have an exhibit on his presidential years. It covers everything that took place during the years that he was in office, the decisions that he made. We also have an exhibit on his life and times that covers everything but his presidential years. So everything that took place before he went to D.C., including his military career, his marriage to Bess Truman, the birth of their daughter, and then when he came back to Independence, so that exhibit picks up when he came back to Independence and the travels that they made and building the Truman Library and Museum. And then in the courtyard, we actually have the gravesites of President Truman and his wife. In addition, we have a gravesite of his daughter, Margaret, and her husband. And then visitors can have a view of Truman's working office. As I mentioned, that's where he came and worked every day, and they can see the inside of this office. They can tell that he was a reader just because that entire office is lined on both sides of it with books, floor to ceiling, side to side. So it just reinforces, you know, how much he read.
What are you most proud of Harry Truman? What touches your heart the most?
I guess because when I think about politicians today, I think he was and still is the most down-to-earth individual that we could ever have had in the White House.
They definitely don't make Harry S. Trumans anymore.
They don't make Trumans anymore.
As another aside, like Nixon had his Western White House, Truman had his little White House. So tell us about that, which is not here.
No, it is not here. Truman didn't have Camp David either, as most of the presidents do today. He had his little White House, and this was in Key West, Florida. It is still there today, and that was their getaway place. That's where he, you know, went out fishing. He was known to walk, you know, and that's where he did a lot of walking. Probably the one thing that I think most people would be okay with is where he did a lot of poker playing. We've got a lot of pictures in our archives about activities that he did.
All right, Donna Denslow, it's been a pleasure to have you share with us.
Tom, thank you very much. I'm so glad you've been with us today, and hope your listeners might do the same and pay us a visit.
I would highly recommend it. We've been speaking with Donna Denslow at the Harry S. Truman Presidential Library in Independence, Missouri. We're here with Jill Schumacher. Tell us where we are. This is a wonderful location.
We're at the National Frontier Trails Museum. We tell a story of the Oregon, California, and Santa Fe trails and the Mormon Trail here. We officially do all those trails, and no other museum in the United States officially has that option.
This was the starting point, wasn't it?
It was the jumping off place back from the 1820s through the 1850s. More people came here because of the fresh spring water. There was green grass, wonderful 4 inches of green grass in the spring. We had all the blacksmith shops, everything you would need to make the trail west. Mm-hmm. And we're actually sitting on top of some ruts underneath this building that went west.
And nearby, I was told that you can see out in the countryside the swales of the ruts of the wagon still, plainly.
Actually, in the backyard across the street, if you walked in there, you will see some swales. There are signs that show it clearly where they are.
Jill, tell us about some of the highlights and what the kids love most about this place.
They love the story of Sacagawea. They love the story of the mules and the oxen. And when they find out that an ox falls over when you try to change your shoes, they are absolutely enamored of the idea.
For further information, Jill, about the museum.
For further information, we have all kinds of brochures we'd be delighted to give out.
You have a website?
Yes, we do, and I imagine all you have to do is type in, I've not done it recently, National Frontier Trails Museum. I'm sure you'd get it that way.
Jill Schumacher, thank you so much for sharing with us. This is great.
You're welcome very much. Come visit us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For further information about exploring Independence, Missouri, log on to visitindependence.com. For further information about the Harry S. Truman Presidential Library, log on to trumanlibrary.org. I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from Independence, Missouri.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
This is Roseanne Cash, and I'm sitting here with Tom Wilmer. Please support your local NPR station. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. If I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station. We'll be right back.